I mean, I try to go out there to be the best every week. You know, playoffs are awesome. I mean, I've only been to playoffs 4 times in my career. So, you know, you have to learn to be self-motivated. I mean, you play because this is your job and this is what you're supposed to do. So for me, I'm trying to get to 10 sacks still. I'm trying to help our team win. I'm trying to, you know, I think we were top 10 rush defense before that last game. So trying to whittle that back up there. And, I mean, I'm always just trying to play good football. I'm only about 4 sacks away from Richard Dent. So that's, you know, I always got things that you're playing for. But trying to win games, you know. 8-8 is better than whatever the other outcomes could be. You know, we have a chance to have a .500 season. You know, not that that's great. You know, I guess it's like taking your sister to prom. But no, I mean, I play because I love this game, and I play for the respect of those who played before me and the respect of my peers. I mean, wins and losses, a winning game is obviously what we're here to do. We're here to win, right? But, you know, for me personally, at the end of the day, at the end of the game, when that dude comes across the field, he's going to know he was in for it. You know, win, lose, or draw, he's going to have his handfuls that day. And that's the way I've always thought of it, and that's the way I've always tried to play. And, you know, I think it shows on the field. And at the end of the day, if I play like that, you know, I can walk away with my head held high knowing that I gave everything I can. It doesn't always mean you're going to be successful, but I can give everything as long as I give everything I got, that's all I can do. No, I mean, at some point, I mean, you know, obviously they're still rookies and they're still young, but I kind of never really buy into that we're young. I think that's an excuse. You know, you're in the NFL. You're not young. I mean, you've been playing football. By the time I got to the NFL, I'd been playing football. I've been playing football every year since I was 8. So by the time I got to the NFL, what's that? I mean, that's a lot of years of football. You know, that's like 12, 15 plus years of football by the time I got to the NFL. So, I mean, these guys have had, you know, high school, college, you know, they're young for the NFL, but it's still football. It's still football. And you still have to, you know, you got to go out there and make plays. You're here for a reason. You know, go put your hands. It's a great opportunity. I was telling guys today, I'm like, you know, you take Christian Jones, undrafted free agent, starting a game on Monday Night Football in the NFL. Like, that doesn't get much better than that. So, you know, here you have an opportunity. I think you have to look at it as you have an opportunity, and I'm never going to try to. If I'm get a starting role, I remember when I beat out Vonnie Holiday for my starting job in Kansas City. It was week 6. We're getting to play Peyton Manning, and I remember Eric Hicks, and Vonnie told me. Vonnie called me on the phone. He's like, "You got my job." He's like, "Don't let me have it back." That was his. You know, he basically told me, he's like, "I'm gonna try whatever I can do to get it back, but your job is to not give it back to me." And that's the mindset I had. So. I don't believe in being young. I believe in you have opportunities to make plays, and they need to go out there and make plays. You know, we're all being coached the same techniques, and you're here because you have ability. You're here for a reason. So now you have an opportunity to go put it on tape. And, you know, that's how people, you know, earn spots. And you see it all the time throughout the NFL, these great stories, and all you need is an opportunity. So if I'm a young guy, that's my mindset. I'm not thinking I'm young. And as a vet, I'm not looking. I'm expecting them to play at a level that is acceptable, you know, that is, you know, that making plays and getting the job done. I'm not going to come in at the end of the game, well, you know, we almost won, you know, but we're young. That's not an excuse. It's not, you know, the only thing acceptable is winning. You know what? I think they have a lot of talent. They really do. And they show spurts of it. You know, just like any young player in the NFL, the biggest challenge is consistency, right? And it's hard to do it unless you are in there every time. But, you know, they work their butts off in practice. They're very eager to learn. They ask questions. They accept coach. They didn't come in here with this entitled mentality, or they thought they belonged somewhere. They really are humbled individuals, and they go out and they work. And so that for me, that's what I look for as rookie. They're going to do great in this league. They're going to be, you know, good players. And you know, they got the fundamental. I mean, Ego, he is stout. I mean, he's stout, and Will, for a big man, his feet, he has good feet, he has good hand placement, and he does things, you know, from an interior lineman sometimes just instinctual, you know what I mean? I've seen him take on some double teams and do some things that, you know, I'm like, oh, you know, I've seen guys have to, you know, take them a while to kind of instinctively do that. So, obviously, there's still footwork and hand placement is a constant in this league. As a D lineman, if you're not working technique every day, you're gonna fall behind. So that's something I'll always have to do. But again, I think it's just a huge upside for them, and just mainly because of the way they work.